Well, hello. Welcome back to Black or Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We're back for the season finale of Archer. Season 5, episode 13, Arrivals and Departures. Written, of course, by Adam Reed. Special guest stars Christian Slater as Slater. Lauren Cohen as Juliana Calderon. And Gary Cole as Special Agent Holly. I thought the second half of this episode worked better than the first half. And the unexpected side plot between the two pilots ended up being one of the funniest bits throughout. And we finally have welcomed little Abigine into the world, and Archer gets a shock about exactly who's the sperm donor in the sperm pool poll that they were doing. Spoiler alert, it's not a black guy. Before we jump into the recap and review, wherever you listen to this podcast, wherever good podcasts can be found, go down to the rating section, drop some stars, leave a review. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, and subscribe if you want to send feedback for our next season, blackercouch@gmail.com, or you can leave a comment below. Lana's water broken confirmed, causing Archer to demand Slater start a timer to monitor her contractions because he became a doula, something we were all surprised to hear. Charlene doesn't seem to know what's going on, but once they explain it's this thing called labor, she has the typical Charlene response.
Oh, that's nasty. Oh, they're so nasty.
Archer outs Slater on the fact that he's the one that gave him the guns to give to Calderon. Slater's like, I'm pretty sure I mentioned this to you. But Holly's like, no, you didn't. Maybe 80% sure that I mentioned it to you. The weapons that they gave Calderon was to get cocaine so they can give it to Iran. Because Iran doesn't trade in arms but cocaine. So they created a fake rebel group. So Calderon needed weapons to fight against them to enact the trade. All of this subterfuge to ensure their mutual interests in that cesspit that is Iran. America, America. This entire season, he's been very harsh on the American history lessons. For the better, I think that's the correct phrasing. Both Archer and Lana are disgusted since they've been had only to balance the CIA's budget and ensure an increase next year because they have to do something with the budget this year. Lana chokes Archer out when she's informed that he was in on it from day one. Casually, they plan to wrap up the operation seeing as Calderon is dead. They wasted $50 million in cocaine, let's be honest. Pam probably snorted or ate 20 mil. And they certainly didn't know about the nerve gas bomb. We didn't give him that. So they are calling in an airstrike and dumping them all off at a black site because they know too much. Charlene said, I don't know anything. I believe that to be literally true. Despite Archer and Lana's differences, they always work together, and quickly Lana has taken control of the situation with a rifle. Back at the palace, 1 hour till launch because Krieger isn't acting himself, calling Ray Roy, and maybe he is a clone. Do we care?
Nope.
I still contend he's our Krieger. Mallory thinks it's time to leave, especially after hearing the U.S. Navy are on their way with bombs. Cyril isn't keen to give up his dictator status, but defers once it's clear it's over. The nail being the fact that his new wife, Juliana, already has a new lover. Mallory You've announced robbing this place 12 times and ain't once filled up a car with merchandise. I need you to stop dictating and start using those crone-like hands and feet of yours and start talking or doing more than talking. Despite the situation arising, Lana needs to give birth, and Archer is doing his best to be supportive. But calling me buddy would definitely not be the play. He encourages Charlene to look because he can't have the image of Lana's vagina ruined in the 100% chance that they will have sex again in the future.
Boy, if you don't get...
He did call Charlene Carol, so I guess we're going to go back to calling her Carol. Slater said, I'll eagerly look at it, but Archer shut that shit down. I died when she said, well, you don't need to shave because that is smooth and mauve. I just saw this comedy bit, sidebar, where it was at the Chocolate Factory and he was talking about seeing black pussy for the first time. He's like, it's like a steak. Pink in the inside, colored on the outside. He's like, I didn't know if I should eat or eat. I was dying. So that joke in this episode really, really made me laugh hard. When Slater offers his 2 cents, Archer slaps him, then kicks both men out of the room in their chairs. The contractions are getting closer together. Back at the nerve gas situation, Ray punches the screen and now the countdown is 6 minutes, causing Krieger to temporarily run away before coming up with the idea to simply remove the dangerous part of this missile, which is the nerve agent. And in one of the jets, a very interesting conversation unfolds upon a revelation. Does your dad like tapas? Oh, that wasn't my dad.
What do you mean by that?
Back at the mansion, decked out in all of their stolen loot, the other trio finally managed to get in the car 12 minutes to ETA. Soon the palace will be swimming with Marines, but Lana isn't about to release her weapon because Archer tried to get it from her. So he gets Charlene to take the hostages, Holly and Slater, get the jet ready and not allow them to escape. Meanwhile, Dula Archer discourages the morphine and gets a gun click in his face and says, wow, you were about to shoot me in the face, weren't you? Is that too much to ask? Apparently, Juliana is all about death and honor and leaves her new lover when he wanted to survive by getting to the shelter. I never loved you.
Okay.
Cyril is back to being a coward within seconds, thinking the rebels may recognize him and die in the way Mussolini did, because that's what happens to dictators. They almost run into Krieger and Ray carrying nerve gas. I'm mad they really left them behind, though.
Later, bitch! Get fucked!
Since they couldn't leave the nerve gas in the road, they are now traveling with it atop the car in a road that is very bumpy. The only thing necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing, says the clone of Adolf Hitler. Well, Edmund Burke. Krieger's identity went clearly over his head because Edmund Burke is the Anglo-Irish statesman and philosopher who said it. Then we go back to my favorite duo. What is he, a uncle, cousin? I'm not going to judge you. Drop it. The Ordinance, Mike. The Ordinance. At least when they heard Lana screaming, when the trio, well, now the whole gang, pull up to the airport, Mallory cared immediately, throwing Archer out of the room, who's trying to hold up a mirror to get Lana to see if she's crowning. She's able to get the gun away. She's like, shh, 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 and offers her liquor while Pam comes in perfectly prepared to assist in the delivery, having delivered many cows and her sister Edie's baby. What? She couldn't have it in the house? A long racist story. I love when they write Pam on point. This episode was mostly Pam on point. Ray has money on a black guy, but Cyril wasn't in the sperm donor pool. Are we still doing phrasing? Krieger feels like he should be in the delivery room, seeing as he is a doctor. With what school that qualified you, sir? Ray said, I can get you cigarettes if you need them, man, because Archer is attacking the cigarette machine. Man, remember cigarette machines? I don't think I see them ever. Ever. I feel like that's a 60s, 70s, early 80s type of thing. Definitely the 80s. They're hella smoking. He is freaking out identically to Lana about all the things that could go wrong with the birth or afterwards, but Pam tells her to...
Oh, relax, dude. Take it easy, man. Cool your beans, bro.
Mallory slapped her and she was like, well, it's not like you're the only woman to give birth in a war zone. That's straight up facts, though. Some don't have the comfort of even a hospital. Cyril gets punched for holding Archer back, even though it's a successful birth, with everyone who said black guy losing the poll since the baby is mixed, with only Pam winning, because Pam always in the know. On Calderon's private jet, which I loved seeing being readied in the background without comment, Lana coos over her new baby, with Mallory telling her she did good before Alana announces that she quit. While she has reconciled Mallory lying to her, Archer is a different story. However, Mallory points out Archer didn't know, which he at first doesn't believe, but tells her, when in all of the time have you known me, I've been honest with Archer. That pretty much settles that, and it's actually rather sad. Mallory goes to threaten and bribe federal agents, chastising Krieger for not even putting a seatbelt on the nerve gas sitting in the seat over there. I thought that was for liftoff and landing. It's confirmed Mallory was telling the truth, and Archer is thankful that she told Alana. She threatens to go back on her word, but no one is there to support him. Cyril and Carol ask Krieger to give Pam a chip in the brain to cure her cocaine addiction, but it turns out the chip that he put in her brain was a sticker and a good old thing called the placebo effect. Once again, this could be a nod to, it's not really Krieger, but we've already made our peace with it. Holly and Mallory were in bed this entire time, which explains where they got the cocaine from, because we never asked and it wasn't explained. She gives him the painting worth $40 million, even though the debt is $50 million, but the nerve gas could get him a promotion, which could put him in a position to outsource some ops to her firm once he refurbishes it. He's not down to clown with that until Mallory tells him she'll present the same offer to his partner, who's in the cockpit and definitely not into what Ray is offering. While he suddenly decided to skydive at the encouragement of a pistol. It's like, oh, I think you even, she even said when she walked in the room, it's either my way or the highway or out the door way. Archer, taking in the fact that Lana is telling him the little baby he's looking at his daughter was great, as she explains that when he had cancer, he had frozen some of his sperm. And while she knows it was unethical and the security was shit, all other stuff aside, he's a great specimen of a man and she does love him. So Archer said, am I coming out of a coma when I saved your life 8 months ago? No, Archer. Am I coming out of a coma when I saved your life 8 months ago? I'm afraid not. What is she saying, baby? What is she saying? Then the little baby puts up her finger while drinking breast milk. And she, Lana introduces him to his daughter, Abigail. Abigail Archer. Unethical doesn't even cover it. I know I love my Lana, but goddamn. It's cruel in a way to say, I would love to have a baby with you, but I don't actually want to have a baby with you. And I intend to raise this child as my own. It's your daughter, but she and Archer are not in a relationship. She barely likes him most days, and he irritates the hell out of her, and he is nowhere near the maturity level he needs to be at. He can't even commit to no random sex because a maid apparently is not random, because he's got a whole bunch of, yeah, he's a hot mess. And to decide to just do that, add that to his life, is certainly morally bankrupt. Despite all the morally bankrupt things Archer himself has done. Two wrongs don't make a right. But we do have an interesting new addition to our crew, and how they react to this new addition is going to be real fun to explore. I can't wait to get into season 6, which we will next week. Once again, if you want to send feedback, bikercouch@gmail.com. My social media will be below. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, and blacker magic.